Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I want to know if Cincy would ever want to be in the division with the Guardians. I always feel like, I think you know this. This isn't a rivalry until we see them 15 games a year and until like, you're like battling for like a divisional crown.
Are you saying they got it wrong for rivalry week?
I'm saying that if you put me in charge of baseball, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Detroit would be your division.
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Detroit. We already, okay.
Yeah, everything's within
Didn't you come up with like a whole realignment at one point?
I did. I was very bored that summer.
I was going to say that must have been a really boring summer.
Which is most summers. Most just anything. I get a little antsy my pantsy, and I just have to come up with something creative. And yeah, that's what I did. Tell me you don't love it.
Well, I mean, I don't love playing. What was it? Cincinnati, Pittsburgh,
and Detroit.
At least Detroit's good right now. I don't like playing Pittsburgh a ton, but I guess we've been playing a lot of bad teams in the AL Central as is anyway.
So I think my idea behind it is just as simple of like, you just...
Sounds like a travel idea is what it is.
And you have rivalries with two of those three. Well, actually, you have some rivalry with Detroit over whether it's Michigan, or...
But you're adding more divisions too then.
You're going from five into 32 teams. You would go...
You're breaking it up into eight different divisions. Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I kind of feel like the AL-NL thing is over anyway, so whatever league you play in doesn't matter anymore. Is that a hot take?
Not really. I mean, think about it. When they went from 19 to now 13 games a season against your division opponents, like that was the first stretch into that. I mean, that's what baseball is trying to do. I still think it matters where you play though, because like in thinking about who we should have been selected with rivalry week, it's all I thought of the Tigers, I thought of the Royals, I thought of the Twins. Like it's all teams within your division.
Yeah, I just don't love the framing of the Reds and Guardians as a rivalry yet. Now we'll get to that with Chris Welsh coming up in 40 minutes, but as we continue to, I guess you would say, dissect the corpse of the Collapsoleers, as they've been called. At some point, it does feel mean when we say that, but I don't care. I'm still very irritated. It's funny, like every day I feel a little less irritated about how things went, and then I think of the fact that you've been gentlemanly swept to end the playoffs each of the last 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I might just be not living enough online over the past 48 hours or so, which is healthy for me, but I don't get the outrage that I thought we were going to have.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'll have a really heavy social media day, and then I just won't engage to that degree. And I think people are now skipping to how do you fix this thing, and arguing over that.
Well, because we can't argue whether or not the season was a failure or not. Like, I thought what was going to happen is you'd meet up with Boston, and then if you lost to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, the debate would be whether or not that was a success. And there'd be a lot of people that'd be like, 64 games, Eastern Conference Finals, linear progression. Yeah, go touch grass if you think that's not a successful season. That's what I thought we were going to get to, but we can't even have that debate. When the players come out and admit what a lack of successful season this was and what a failure this season was and everything that comes with it, what are we supposed to do as far as debating whether or not it was or wasn't? It clearly wasn't.
I also think that's why Kobe Altman should just do that on Monday.
I don't know. I'm curious to find out what he does.
I think if he does the thing that he's done the last couple of years, preaching progress.
Linear progression. That's the words.
I think you're going to get jammed up. I think you're just going to piss everybody off.
The moment he says linear progression, I'm just going to walk off a pier.
Whereas if he says, you know, we set a standard, the player set the standard, we didn't meet our standard, and we've got to find a way to move forward and to grow together, I'm okay with that. Because that's still not admitting that you have flaws in this roster, which Kobe has at no point has ever really addressed, other than this year trading for DeAndre Hunter.
What I give Kobe a lot of credit for is that in years past when he's done these, even if he said things I don't necessarily agree with, he faces the music. Like last year, I think, was like an hour and 10 or something insane. He doesn't talk to the media often.
That's seven Shadell questions, by the way.
It was an insanely long, 2 years ago, I think, was another hour press conference that he had. And so, like, there should be no
six.
Six?
For 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Shadell question.
Yeah, gotcha. There should be every question you could ever imagine asked. And so I hope to get good answers.
So Jake Fisher of Yahoo has had a few different reports on the Cavaliers, one of which that he doesn't expect the Cavs to be all that active this offseason, which flies right in line with the run it back crowd. But I thought the other part of what he said about the Cavs is maybe the more interesting part, which is Cavs owner Dan Gilbert is comfortable absorbing luxury tax costs as long as the Cavs are legitimate title contenders. I think that phrasing makes you wonder, because I think people are going to be like, oh, well, okay, so we don't have to worry about Dan breaking up the band here, unless Dan put that out there or unless that's been disseminated, because Dan does not look at what you've done this year specifically as being legit title contenders.
So my mind went to a conversation we started to have yesterday about the idea of do you pay Ty Jerome $80 million to be Ty Jerome? Because a $14 million deal, if you're into the second apron and everything else attached to it, is going to be about $80 million for him. So I think I said something along the lines of, like, Dan's worth $30 billion. He can spend $80 million if he wants to, but it's still really rich for someone like Ty Jerome. And so I like that Dan's thought process is similar to mine. Like, if you think Ty Jerome is the absolute difference between this being a title contender and not, and you gotta make sure that in case there's a Darius Garland injury, this team just doesn't go down, maybe that's worth $80 million to him.
I think it depends what you do with Okoro and Strus. Even after trading Karis, you still have a swath of guys who are 6'4", 6'5", just under 6'6", who are just kind of, it's mix and match, right? This guy can play defense, this guy can shoot the three, but this guy you can't trust running the offense. This guy, the shooting numbers look good, but not so much. He's really good guarding this segment of people, but he can't guard bigger than him. And this guy, this, that. So if you intend to trade either Strus or Okoro to change the configuration of the roster, then I'm probably more inclined to bring back Ty. But there's just enough overlap between Ty and Strus and Merrill, who I know is a free agent, and Okoro, that's like, at some point, you know, I don't think it's worth the $80 million if Ty Jerome is going to be, could potentially be out of a rotation if he struggles throughout the first part of the season.
Right, but what's nice about this is that Dan didn't get frustrated over what happened, and Dan is basically through this report saying, if they deem this to be the best team that they can possibly put together and it cost me $80 million for Ty Jerome, then I guess it cost me $80 million for Ty Jerome. Like, it's a really good look for an ownership.
I think that's if you think him saying the Cavs are currently legit title contenders.
So I'm playing off the idea that he believes that.
But what do we have?
Maybe it's just a wrong idea on my part. I don't know. I'm playing off that idea that he thinks that they are, because they were the one seed and you won 64 games. Well, we don't talk to Dan. We don't know what Dan's thought process is. When you enter the postseason with all those aspirations, it's fair to reset it for the upcoming year. But I would imagine if you keep the core four intact, they'll be approaching this upcoming season like they are, in fact, contenders.
I think that's what this offseason's about. I think if you see them, I think if they're more motivated to get below the second apron, that tells you he does not believe this is a title contender.
Yeah.
And so, and that there are trades that if you make them, you're going to look at that and go, yeah, you didn't get better there. And this wasn't about we want to get better with Donovan. No, no, no. We just wanted to shed some salary. And that could be Jarrett. That could be Strus. That could be Isaac. That could be Darius. Anything, anybody but Evan or Donovan, you'll see which way they go. Now, if you make any one or more of those parts into something better or that just fits the core better, and you're spending about the same amount of money, I think that'll be confirmation he does think they're legit contenders. Like, I think how much they spend and how motivated they are to spend one way or another, I think will tell you what Dan really believes about this. And I hope he believes in it. Because I really don't think they're that far. Like, even the idea of trading Darius, as frightening as that is, and we're starting to play with mercury here when you start trying to give up really great players and turn them into another great player or two really good players.
It becomes tough.
You can get, it's easy, it's much easier to get worse from here than it is to get better. But I'd love to see belief from Dan. I want to see something from Dan that shows me that he believes this thing, because I don't...
More than just a $500,000 Cavalanche machine?
Oh, man, that hurts so bad.
That he got to use once?
Do you think he'd give it to me?
The Cavalanche machine?
Yeah.
No.
Is he going to resell it? When's he going to get for that $350?
He's keeping that ready for next year.
For next year? Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if maybe Lima could bear it for like a... Maybe if Lima wants to go throw a party, like fake snow. I don't know. I was just thinking of something that somebody around town could use it for.
Someone's going skiing.
Yeah.
With all that fake snow.
I got to say... Man, I still can't get over that fake snow machine.
People are losing their minds over it. It's like, I spent $500,000 over, you get to use it once. It's like, guys, $500,000 to someone worth $35 billion is a dollar to me and you.
I think it's more...
It'll be fine.
I think if you have a problem with that, of Dan Gilbert spending $500,000 on a fake snow machine, I think you just want to be pissed about something.
I like the idea that the man is worth so much money and just wants to win so badly that he'll spend money on the Cavalanche machine, and if he has to spend $80 million on Ty Jerome because he thinks it'll make you 1% better, that he's willing to do it. Like, I love that that's the guy. And he's getting up there in age, he's got health problems, all sorts of other things. We've seen a lot of owners, once they get to that spot, spend like a drunken sailor, but he's always been this way. Always been such a huge advantage.
And what's different now is he spends and there's stability. I think that's really key. Like I think his hand is not as, I don't say as obvious, but it's not as dramatic when he swoops in and out of decision making. Now, this does lead to the question, if Dan Gilbert is comfortable absorbing luxury tax costs as long as the Cavs are legit title contenders, I know this was the expectation 3 years ago when we traded for.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Donovan, are you still expecting the Cavs? No. Are you still expecting a Cavs championship in the next 2 to 3 years?
I'm not expecting anything because when you enter this season, you're minus 500 to go ahead and win your series against the Pacers, and you lose in five games, don't win a single home game against Indiana. Like, until proven otherwise, how do I possibly have those expectations?
To me, it was game four. I know for a lot of people, it was game two where they felt like they lost that series. Where the Cavs lost me believing they could win a championship was game four. And I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not saying that I won't buy into the hype again next year if they go off on another torrid 62, 63, 64 win, you know, get a number one seed again. But I just wish it, it was so much easier if we could just chalk this up to injury. It's not. No. This is about how your roster is built, and it's about individuals in that locker room that you might have to subtract, guys that we love, that you might be better off subtracting, and that's a really dangerous path forward. And, oh, by the way, there's no guarantee that even if you stay the course, which might be the safest of all the routes, there's no guarantee that's going to even lead to a championship. So, like, actually, if you traded Darius for somebody, or if you traded Jared for somebody that fits this thing better or that has a different style of play, that might make me feel better about their chances to win a championship than just bringing it back.
You're at least shaking it up a little bit. The problem with running it back again is that we'll get to that spot in the postseason. You can win a million games. Donovan said at the end of the season, 82-0 doesn't matter to any of these fans anymore, and he's right.
216-474-0092. Are you still expecting a Cavs championship in the next 2 to 3 years? This postseason really did a number on my ability to believe that I think they can get to an Eastern Conference Finals. I think they can look like a contender. I don't know what the runway looks like anymore, unless it's absolutely next year. And you don't have to want to trade Darius, but I think we do have to look at the possibilities. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.